to NURFM 103.7. One of those things that is always hotly contested is the use of marijuana, and should it be legalised? Should it be kept a criminal activity? Let's see if we can get a different perspective on that this morning with State Member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich. Good morning, Alex. Now, you are in favour of legalising cannabis for recreational use. What has got you in that frame of mind?
Well, I think the key thing and the argument I'm putting forward for is to decriminalise the recreational use of cannabis. I think there's some really interesting international examples in Colorado and California whereby decriminalising it and focusing energy and resources on supporting those people who do have issues, substance-related issues, but taking away the chance of a single-time user from having a criminal conviction that affects them their entire lives actually does have a positive impact. It also allows the government to regulate the use as well of cannabis. So I'd like to see us having a full and thorough, robust discussion, one that is informed by the evidence which is increasingly growing internationally.
I think the first and foremost, we do need to have an intelligent, robust discussion about it instead of just being closed off one way or the other. What are some of the benefits can you see by legalising cannabis? And do you think perhaps that overall we're losing this war on drugs, certainly as where cannabis is concerned as well?
Well, I think it's important also that we differentiate legalisation with decriminalisation. What I'm advocating for is decriminalising the recreational use of it, and I would like to see, the resources and policing not be directed away from people who are just, say, one-time users, support going to people who may have issues with the substance, and also government energy and resources focused on trafficking and illegal dealing of the drug. So firstly, just to differentiate that. Secondly, I think it's really important that we look at just the amount of resources that the police put into this and how those resources could be better used from people who are not engaging in other criminal activities. And sadly, you can have situations where people can then get a criminal conviction and that impacts them the rest of their life. So I'd like to have a proper discussion about how we can, decriminalise, how the government can regulate, and how we can make sure we have a really harm minimisation rather than a war on drugs approach, particularly when it comes to cannabis.
Yeah, I guess as well, one of the things you did bring out, Alex, is that having a slight criminal record in this regard will go on to affect you when it comes to getting certain types of jobs later in your life and a whole host of other things as well. The move, however, this move has drawn some criticism from some sections of the community for those that are just totally against it and will not even want to jump into a discussion about it. What would you say to potentially, if not change their views, at least bring them to the table to hear the discussion?
Well, I think I want to just, make the point clear to them that I think it's important we have this discussion. It's important that our focus is on harm minimisation. If there are people at risk of addiction or using a substance inappropriately, the focus of government energy and expenditure should be on harm minimisation and getting that person or those people into the support and counselling and rehabilitation that they need. We then need to just make sure that we can actually show the journey that a person can take if they have a criminal conviction and the negative impact that can have on their life. We can then really look at the international evidence that we see from places like Colorado and places like California and also Washington State in the US and a number of jurisdictions around the world, including also South Australia, where the decriminalised model has been able to make sure that resources are used where they are needed. And not misdirected in inappropriate ways towards people who are not causing any harm to themselves or to their community.
Alex, like I said at the start, it is a very hotly contested topic. We will wait and wonder and see how this discussion goes forth, and we look forward to chatting with you sometime down the road. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.